Below and ahead, the Essene spaceport, one of many on Alderaan, came into view. Aaron could not have missed it. Its lights glowed like a galaxy. One of the larger structures on the planet, the spaceport was really a series of interconnected structures that straddled 50 square kilometers. The main hub of the port was a series of tiered, concentric arms that twisted around a core of mostly transparent steel, which locals called the bubble. It was very much a self-contained city, with its own hotels, restaurants, medical facilities, and security forces. From above, Aaron knew, the spaceport looked similar to a spiral-armed galaxy. It could dock several hundred ships at a time, from large super freighters on the lower-level cargo platforms to single-beam craft on the upper platforms. A tower for planetary control stuck out of the top of the bubble like a fat antenna. Due to the late hour, most of the upper docking platforms were dark, but the lower levels were bright and busy with activity. As Aaron watched, a large cargo freighter descended toward one of the lower platforms, while two others began their slow ascent out of dock and into the atmosphere. Shipping firms often did much of their work at night, when in-atmosphere traffic was reduced. Watching it all, Aaron was once more struck with the oddity of the fact that life for everyone else in the galaxy went on as it had, while the Republic itself was in grave danger. She wanted desperately to scream at all of them, "What do you think is going to happen next?" But instead she kept it inside, an emotional pressure that she thought must soon pop an artery. Dozens of speeders, swoops, and loader droids flew, buzzed, crawled, and rolled along the port's many docks and in the air around the landing platforms. Automated cranes lifted the huge shipping containers carried in the bays of freighters. Even from half a kilometer out, Aaron could see the lines of people and droids riding the autowalks and lifts within the spaceport's central bubble. The whole structure looked like an insect hive. A portion of the bubble, near the top, housed a luxury hotel. Each room featured a balcony that looked out on Alderaan's natural beauty. Seeing them, Aaron thought of her exchange with Sayo.
"A Jedi must sacrifice," she said.
She was about to do exactly that.
"I'm sorry, mistress," said the droid. "Did you say something?"
"No."
"What entrance, mistress?"
"I need to get to a level one. Sublevel D."
"Very good, mistress."
The air car descended from the traffic lane to stop at one of the entrances on level one of the spaceport. The droid offered his hand, which featured an integrated card scanner, and Aaron ran her credit card. The order would be able to track her from its use, but she had no other way to pay. She stepped out of the air car and hurried through the automated doors of the port. Once inside, she moved rapidly, barely seeing the other sentients on the walkways and lifts. Conversation occurred around her, but lost in her thoughts, she heard it only as a distant buzz. Music blared from a darkened cantina. A young couple, a human man and a Saurian woman, walked arm in arm out of a restaurant, heads close together, laughing at some shared secret. Droids whirred past Aaron, carting cargo and luggage.
"Pardon me,"
they said as they whizzed past. Vid screens hung in strategic places throughout the facility. She eyed one, saw a view of Coruscant, which then cut to the High Council compound on Alderaan. She avoided looking at any other vids as she went. She kept her eyes focused on nothing, hoping that the late hour would spare her any contact with other members of the Jedi delegation who might be stationed at the spaceport. She feared the sound of their voices would pop the bubble of her emotional control. Hurrying along the corridors, lifts, and walks, she reached the level where she'd landed her Raven and let herself relax. She raised her wrist calmly to her mouth, thinking to hail T6, but a voice from behind called to her and shattered her calm.
"Eren? Eren Lanier?"
Her heart lurched as she turned to see Volan Sor, a fellow Jedi Knight, emerging from a nearby lift and hurrying to catch up with her. Volan's Padawan, a Rodian named Kivo, trailed behind him, a satellite in orbit around the planet of his master. Both wore their traditional robes. They wore their lightsabers openly outside their robes, as they would in a combat environment. She tensed. Perhaps Master Darnalla had noticed her absence and deduced her intent. Perhaps Volan and Kivo had come to stop her. She let her hand hover near the hilt of her lightsaber.